Topic 1, Lesson 4, Gunillo's Island. Anselm's arguments were criticised in his time by a monk called Gunillo, about whom very little is known. Anselm replied to Gunillo's criticisms and directed that both criticisms and replies should be printed together with the main argument of the Proslogion. One of Gunillo's criticisms is especially famous. He suggests that Anselm's reasoning for the existence of God could be applied to show that the perfect island must exist. After all, says Gunillo, we can each understand what is being said by talk of a perfect island. Could one then reason as follows? You cannot any more doubt that this island that is more excellent than all other lands truly exists somewhere in reality, than you can doubt that it is in your mind. And since it is more excellent to exist not only in the mind alone, but also in reality, therefore it must be that it exists. For if it did not exist, any other land existing in reality would be more excellent than it. And so this island, already conceived by you to be more excellent than others, will not be more excellent. Gunillo says that anyone who thought he could argue in this way to show that the perfect island must exist would surely be joking. It is absurd to argue from the fact that one has the idea of a perfect island that that island must exist. And if the person who offered such an argument were not joking, Gunillo says, he would surely be the fool. Moreover, anyone who accepted the argument, he goes on, would also be a fool. But if the reasoning is so bad in the case of the island, then surely it is also in the case of God. So we should reject Anselm's argument for the existence of God. However, things are not yet at an end. This is because Anselm can provide two replies to Gunillo. The first reply needs two notions. The first is that the perfect island is the greatest conceivable island. The second comes by drawing on Anselm's reasoning in the Proslogion 3. There, as we have seen, Anselm distinguished between God, who exists necessarily, and all other things, all of which exist contingently. And that is the second notion needed in Anselm's reply to Gunillo. Not only God exists necessarily, everything else exists contingently. Using these notions, then, Anselm can reply to Gunillo as follows. The perfect island, if it exists, must exist contingently. That is, it must depend for its existence on whatever it was that created it, a volcanic eruption, or whatever. However, the perfect island is the greatest conceivable island. What is it to be the greatest conceivable island? If it is to exist necessarily, that is what it is to be the greatest conceivable thing of whatever sort. But no island can exist necessarily. Only God exists necessarily. Therefore, the very definition of the greatest conceivable island is a contradiction, because it is the definition of a contingently existing thing, existing necessarily. There is, however, a second reply that Anselm can make to Gunillo's island example. Consider again the notion of the greatest conceivable island. Such an island would possess all the properties that make an island great. What are these? Let us say that they are beautiful scenery, sunlight, adequate shade, white sands, fresh running water, and the like. But the greatest conceivable island would have such properties in the greatest conceivable way. But this seems incoherent. There are two closely connected reasons for this. First, how would we decide what the greatest amount of sunlight is, or what the greatest conceivable scenery is? There seems to be no way to do this, not least because people disagree about such things. Secondly, it seems that however great the greatest island is, it could always be greater. This is because, as Alvin Plantinga has said, there is no intrinsic maximum to such things as the amount of sunlight or beautiful scenery. No matter how great an island is, no matter how many Nubian maidens and dancing girls adorn it, there could always be a greater. One with twice as many, for example. The qualities that make for greatness in an island, the number of palm trees, amount and quality of coconuts, for example, most of these qualities have no intrinsic maximum. That is, there is no degree of productivity or number of palm trees or of dancing girls such that it is impossible that an island display more of that quality. So the idea of a greatest possible island is an inconsistent or incoherent idea. It's not possible that there be such a thing. So Gunilla's criticism of Anselm's argument seems to fail. The greatest conceivable island cannot even possibly exist. whereas this cannot be said of God.